This is a deadly addiction.
Opioids in St. Clair County, our community, our future. This week on WPHM, we featured a series of interviews related to the opioid epidemic affecting St. Clair County and the nation. First off is Dr. Annette Mercantant of the St. Clair County Health Department, who explains why the term epidemic is used to describe this crisis.
Well, epidemic is a general term we use just when you're looking at any disease or event process that exceeds the normal baseline rate. Outbreak would refer to a regional elevation of this event, and epidemic means more broad, widespread. So we have a national epidemic. Sometimes we have worldwide epidemics. In this case, the opiate crisis, which means the overuse, abuse, and deaths from opiates have far exceeded any kind of baseline rate that we've had in the previous probably 100 years.
So it is a huge public health crisis.
It is a huge public health. It's a huge social issue. It's a huge medical crisis. So public health, I see as kind of the overarching umbrella of all that, is the health of the population. And yes, this is affecting really many, many aspects of the well-being of our society and of our people.
How many in St. Clair County do you think are affected by this?
Well, the statistics in general are anywhere one in four people have an opiate abuse problem.
Next, we talk to those who are on the front lines fighting this epidemic. Sheriff Tim Donnellan is one of them, and he tells WPHM many of those affected by opioids begin by taking a legal prescription drug, but then turn to cheaper and deadlier options to feed their addiction.
They get addicted on these pills. You know, when you can't get your pills, it's much more difficult to doctor shop and buy the pills, and the pills are more expensive. You can buy your heroin. I mean, I've had young people tell us it's easier to get heroin than it is to get alcohol, and these are for, you know, people under 21. So there's a prevalent amount of heroin that's very cheap. So if you don't want to go into withdrawal and you have your addiction, that's what they transition over to.
From your standpoint, what are you focusing on as far as enforcement?
Well, we obviously focus on the drug dealers. You know, our mission is the drug dealers, and drug task force is entirely on enforcement. That's what we do.
How many calls a week you have to respond to this?
You know, as far as patrol, we don't have them divided up on a call on patrol, because, you know, patrol, you go to domestics, you have drunk driving, you have home invasions, you have all kinds of different things we're doing on patrol. But I can tell you the drug task force numbers. And in 2017, we executed 138 search warrants. 79 or 57% of those involved heroin or pills. So more than half of all of our search warrants we did last year. The majority of the work drug task force is doing right now. So that's frightening, because, you know, I ran the drug unit, you know, it was 2005 when I left, and we didn't have any heroin. So it's changed that drastically.
Wow.
After learning what the epidemic is and how law enforcement is combating it, we turn back to Dr. Annette Mercantant of the Health Department, who describes the steps for prevention and recovery.
We have primary prevention, which means keeping people from getting addicted in the first place. That includes treating families and children who have trauma and are experiencing situations that are putting them at risk for addiction, and also just keeping the prescription drugs out of their hands. Then we have secondary prevention, which is finding people who are abusing the drugs, getting them into early treatment, getting better mental health services to people so that they can move in a different direction. And then the tertiary treatment, which is the harm reductions I mentioned, which is keeping people from dying, okay? The recovery side is very different. It's for people who then already have a identified problem, who are seeking help. And when they do that, seek that help, that there is a continuous system that upholds this chronic relapsing nature of this disease, so that we just don't treat them and street them kind of thing. You know, we treat them and then they're out on the street and then they jump back in. And that is really not doing our community much good. But, you know, we've had, I think there were 72 or 73 deaths in 2016. You think about that, that's more than one a week. And that is with a community now that's pretty saturated with naloxone. We are using our naloxone, our first responders, on a daily basis. Every one of those people would be dead or potentially be dead. This is a deadly addiction.
As WPHM's series on the opioid epidemic in St. Clair County continues, We hear next from Jim Johnson, Executive Director for Region 10 of the Prepaid Inpatient Health Plan, which is the local vehicle for funding of drug addiction recovery services. Johnson explains some of the programs his agency provides.
But we fund that type of detox that can be safely done outside of a hospital. So if you need inpatient detox, that's not us. But so we also fund medication-assisted treatment, so the use of drugs like methadone and Suboxone to help people withdraw from heroin. Peer recovery coaching, which is the use of people with lived experience with substance use disorders who help coach and guide someone through the recovery process.
What's a recovery home?
Well, recovery homes, it's almost just what it sounds like. It is a home that folks can live in as they're going through the recovery process. A lot of times it is more useful for folks earlier on in their recovery or folks, I guess, with a more recent history of using. So in some ways it's like a room and board type of facility, but it is truly designed for people entering into recovery.
Johnson also says the opioid epidemic isn't just hurting individuals, but also the business community as well.
It's becoming increasingly hard even to find folks for entry-level work that can pass that initial drug test. And so while we are, working as a community to help folks recover, one of the big assets in a recovery plan for somebody is a way to support themselves.
We've heard from law enforcement, medical officials, and the recovery community. Now we turn to the spiritual community. Tom Seppo is Executive Director of Operation Transformation, a group of local churches who have adopted area recovery homes.
We got acquainted with Rich Crow, who is the founder of Vision Quest, and he started to open our eyes, and I'm talking about the faith-based community, open their eyes to the need of help for these people. He has over 80 guys in his recovery homes that are trying to recover from this addiction. And so he was more aware of the issues and the recovery community here in Port Huron. And so then when Dennis started to come to the pastors and started to talk about the needs, then we started to say, then what can we as the faith community do to be a part of the solution? Mm-hmm. So the spiritual aspect is where we come in.
What kind of success stories have you had coming out of these homes?
I would venture to say, Caleb, that we would be just as successful if the individual is genuinely wanting to get help and receive help from God. I believe that there's great success there. Numbers right now, I don't have that available, but I'm sure that as we continue on here, we'll have a real good way of tracking that and to have a better handle on that.
Finally, what can you do to prevent this? First of all, make sure any opioid prescription painkillers are properly stored of and then disposed of. You can take them to the sheriff's department, as Tim Donnellan explains.
Where people get into trouble is they get this, 30-day prescription, and they need it for 10, and then they hold on to it for 20, and it gets in the wrong hands. So bring it to our office or any law enforcement agency. Everybody accepts them, the drug take-back program. So you can drop them off at the sheriff's office, Port Huron Police, the state police post. Everybody has them. We have a container right in our lobby. You can just drop them right in there, no questions asked. So get them out of your house.
So you can take them to the sheriff's office,
health absolutely,
department, yep. all sorts of places.
Yep. All law enforcement places.
And what do you do with them after that?
Well, we bag them up, take them to the Drug Enforcement Administration. They're incinerated is how we get rid of them. I mean, you do not, don't put them in the water system. Don't flush them down the toilet. Don't put them in the garbage for the landfills or they leach into the water system. Get them to us and we'll get them destroyed appropriately.
And if you or someone you know are addicted to opioids, Dr. Annette Mercantant of the Health Department explains what you can do.
First and foremost, talk. Talk to somebody. Reach out to your doctor. Reach out to somebody you care about. There are many, many hotlines and phone numbers. SAMHSA has a hotline. I don't have that number with me. I can send it to you, though.
Okay.
There is also a access number for our regional community mental health and substance abuse treatment, which is 888-225-4447. You can always call the health department, and we'll do whatever we can to direct you to the right places. Our number is 987-5300. And probably the most important thing is to say something.
And this concludes WPHM's series on opioids in St. Clair County, our community, our future. Thanks to Dr. Annette Mercantant, Sheriff Tim Donlin, Tom Seppo, Jim Johnson, and Mike Cansfield. I'm Caleb Gordon.